Well, Travis, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And Travis Kirkland is the program supervisor at United Community Services in Knoxville. And at United Community Services, you guys help with recovery for both substance and gambling abuse. Discuss what you guys do there.
We are a substance abuse program who offers substance abuse services as well as gambling treatment here in the Marion County office. Gambling is only available through our Marion County office. We have three locations. Our main office is out of Des Moines. Then we have satellite offices in Ankeny and Knoxville.
All right. And in the Knoxville office, how many people do you treat annually?
Annual, I'd say last year we were right around 225, 250, somewhere right around there. Due to the size of the community, obviously it's a little smaller than, say, Des Moines or Ankeny, but a decent amount.
And when people come to you for treatment, are they usually referred from a different program, or what is that process like when people come in for a treatment?
Aaron, we see people from all sorts of different areas. We work with clients that are recommended to us through the judicial system. We work with clients that maybe are already on probation or parole and have had some incidents occur, so their PO may send them over to us for an evaluation. Voluntary too, people that come in and just need some help, and we work with those folks. So really it's a wide array of persons served that we deal with.
Sure. And I guess you can't force someone into treatment, obviously. They have to be willing to be treated themselves. But, you know, there might be people out there right now listening that maybe they know someone that needs to be encouraged to do something. How should they approach them and help set them up for something like this?
I think first and foremost, the most important thing is that everything is confidential, and that we do understand and work with people under, you know, the impression that addiction is a disease, and we understand that, and we work closely with people every day suffering from this disease. So if somebody was looking to help a family member, and like you said, people have to be willing, but obviously getting them through the door is the most important thing. And so we have a local number here, 641 number, that people can contact, and we can just arrange for an assessment to be done, whatever they need. Even if they wanted to come in and talk about what we provide or other possible resources, we're very happy to do that.
Well, what do you provide for your services? You obviously do treatment, but what does that mean?
Treatment really consists of, there's different levels of treatment. So how it would work, Aaron, if someone would come in and if they needed an assessment, we would sit down, talk with that individual for quite a lengthy period and determine their needs and see if they meet the criteria for treatment. And we offer extended outpatient treatment, intensive outpatient treatment, and what's called continuing care. Now, obviously, each one of those consists of so many hours required throughout the week. We also provide gambling services if someone were to need that, as well as substance abuse treatment. Many of our clients that we see have co-occurring disorders, meaning that not only are they dealing with the disease of addiction, but they also have a mental health issue that's affecting them. And those two together, obviously, you can see how problematic that would be. So we really work closely with agencies in the community, too, to try to make proper referrals so that we're helping them on our end as best as we can, but also getting them the help they need outside of United Community Services.
And as you help people, you must get some reward out of that, too.
It can be a very fulfilling field. You know, I think most recent stats show that UCS has a success rate of 67.1 completion rates for people to enter treatment, which is pretty high in this field. I think the state average is 56.5. So that's pretty good. It's fulfilling. And I think what is most fulfilling, though, is when you've treated a client and they come back and they say thank you, or they come back and they want to be involved in the program in some way, or if they know, like you mentioned earlier, a loved one that needs help, and they just say, hey, I went there and it was helpful, and they'll refer a family member, and that's always great.
Yeah, and on a different note, you guys were recently selected to be on a committee, the only organization in Iowa that was selected to be on this committee. Why don't you explain a little bit about what that was? I know you're working through the details of what that means right now.
Yeah, basically what we're doing right now is United Community Services was selected for a national program that studies co-occurring disorders for mental illness and substance abuse. And so it really shows that our agency is trying to move forward in the area of mental health. And So we're taking part right now in a lot of webinars, a lot of online training, phone conferences, things of this nature. The program is just kind of starting up, but it's been very beneficial in terms of gaining an understanding of how to better treat co-occurring disorders and clients with mental health issues. So the hope is in the future, and we're starting to staff our agency with some mental health specialists, that perhaps maybe we could provide both services. But even if that's not the case, at least we know that we're offering the best services we can for that individual.
Well, anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up today?
No, just you had mentioned somebody inquiring about possible treatment. When people come in, I think it's important that, for them to know that our fees are based on a sliding fee scale. So it's based on your income. So, you know, the worries that some people get, such as, I don't have insurance, or this is going to cost too much. You know, we really work closely with people that and base our service on how much they earn. So the sliding fee scale allows people to that haven't earned a lot in the last year to come in and get a quality service for a low fee.
All right. Well, Travis, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Aaron.